I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Time to rise and grind.
Are you kidding me? Holy on smoke!
And let's get this banter going.
It's bacon!
This is Snowman in the Morning.
Does anybody else feel like a fried egg?
And it begins now.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell,
I think I just broke my chair.
He did what?
Has anybody ever told you you have a serious impulse control problem?
There is but one cause for me to follow. I'll murder the bum!
And here we go.
Oh, yeah!
The kick in, here it comes.
Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books. The celebration is on. The Washington Nationals are the world champions.
You golden blank staggered black scouting and blinking and blank punk are you trying to do? Of all that low dirty.
Johnson is 3-point territory but guarded tightly. Johnson cuts left, now fires a three. It is good and he's fouled. It counts. And he is fouled!
Do you believe it? He did what?
Hour two.
Hour two is here. Cole Johnson stepping aside for a moment. He'll rejoin me at the bottom of the hour. This hour brought to you in part by Monkey Knife Fight. What is that, you ask? Well, it's one of our affiliate sponsors, and it's a site where growing fantasy prop game. It's the third largest growing site in the country where you can play some fantasy prop games. And if you join right now, register, use the code SNOWMAN, they'll match your deposit 100% on up to $50. Play some games and win at monkeyknifefight.com. Use the code SNOWMAN and they will match your deposit up to $50. Like I said, Cole Johnson will be back in a back at the bottom of the hour to talk Dak Prescott and more sports. But I want to welcome a young lady who is an actress. She is a screenwriter. And my producer, my wonderful producer, Steve Joyner, said, hey, you need to have her on the show so she can tell her story. Here she is. She is Miss Charlie Marie, and she joins me right now. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's so good to hear from you, and I'm happy to be on.
Happy to have you on. I know the Thanks. COVID pandemic has shut a lot of stuff down, but you know, even before that or during that, what kind of projects are you working on?
Well, there's one where I'm a detective. And it's called Wicked Ally, and it's a psychological thriller. And basically, my job is to try and find the killer. So it's quite fun. We finished the trailer a couple weeks ago, and we're getting ready to start shooting this fall. And I'm just really psyched about it.
Oh, man, that is wonderful. Do you like playing those kind of roles where you're a detective?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I like the kind of more like dramatic roles typically. And, you know, I tend to be kind of more bubbly as a person in general. So people assume I'm into comedy. But, you know, the dramatic roles are really fun. It's like you kind of get that, you know, the energy out, that edge off. So
what's the first role you ever had, like in a big production? What's the first ever big role in big production that you had?
Well, let's see. I don't know if it was a big role. I was the comedic relief. I was basically a mechanic for this movie that was based on, you know, this little girl that had cancer, and she ended up, her spirit ended up like awakening, you know, this older gentleman's, like how he felt about the world basically. And he was a very negative, grouchy person, and her spirit just like, you know, woke him back up. And I was the comedic relief for that. That was really fun because it was different. It wasn't, you know, like, it was just, the timing had to be perfect, and, you know, it was funny, it was cute, and kind of sweet. And then after that, I've done more dramatic roles. Like I said, the detective. There was one recently where I was a mafia boss's wife.
Nice.
And, you know, I have to wear this red leather jacket, and I'm like, you know, talking to him like I'm from New York, and, you know.
I know you got such a kick out of putting that jacket on. I know you got a kick out of that.
Yep, and the high heels, you know, once you put them on, you're like, man, the shoes can make you conquer the world. Like,
that is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Who are some of your role models in the industry?
Well, I mean, I have quite a few. Obviously, you know, I love Marilyn Monroe. I love what she did back then. And, you know, Audrey Hepburn, all the great people. But some recent people that I really actually like, Johnny Depp, I like the way that he completely immerses himself in different characters. Like, you know, he becomes that person and each character looks entirely different. They move their bodies entirely different ways. You know, I like how he does that. Natalie Portman is one that I look to. She, in my opinion, she does a similar thing to what Johnny Depp does, but it's all kind of more emotional.
Yeah.
And it's like she completely immerses herself in that character emotionally. And like she even does, like, she'll do, you know, if she's going to be a dancer, she'll do yoga to be able to, like, get her body in that same, you know, so that it has that same posture for the movie. I think that's amazing. And also a couple people, Ashley Tisdale is one of my favorite people, and, you know, Scarlett Johansson and Hilary Duff, they have this sort of like, it's hard for me to really explain, but they have this just positivity that they put everywhere, but they also particularly put it in their roles too. So you can see, even if it's, you know, Black Widow or a role where you wouldn't imagine there being positivity, there's that spark in there. And to me, that's incredible. And that's something I definitely try to emulate and do, even just for myself. I think those are a few of, like, the main ones.
So how are you getting ready for this role? Whom or what do you call on to get ready for this particular role that you're about to do?
For Wicked Ally, for the detective role, it's been more like honing in on a certain side of myself. Like, I tend to be a workaholic, and I'm also almost insanely overprotective of my family, of, you know, my children and my younger siblings. And so I just, like, hone in on that aspect of my personality. And it matches very closely with the detective. I mean, like I said, I'm generally, like, bubbly and kind of, like, friendly and fun, but I can hone in on different pieces of my personality and kind of, like, make that my, you know, complete focus whenever I'm on set. So for that, I've been, you know, doing a lot of, actually, I've been reading some light reading on, like, detective work and, like, security and, like, different, like, things like that. Like, there was this book I got recently. Let's see, it's called Security by Howard Zephyr, I think is how you say it. And, like, Mary Higgins Clark's detective books and, you know, things like that. I've just been, like, kind of reading again. I mean, I used to love Mary Higgins Clark's books when I was, you know, a teenager. And so now I'm kind of just going back into it and, like, getting into that mindset, I guess. So that's a major thing. You know, and then physically making sure my posture is straight and all that. Just, like, focusing on, even when I'm not on set, I keep my posture the way that I, you know, do it for the detective, so that it becomes natural. It becomes second nature to me. And then once I'm on set, you know, it'll be second nature, so I can focus on the emotion rather than, oh, am I standing the way she would stand, you know?
Yeah, you want to make sure you get everything nailed down. Charlie Marie joining me here. Where are you originally from?
I'm from San Diego, California. I have lived pretty much all over the country, but I'm now back in Southern California too. So, you know, it's great to be back. I've always loved it here.
That's great. That's great. Another person from San Diego. I've interviewed quite a few people from San Diego. Besides the project you're working on, any future projects in the mirror coming up?
Yeah, there are a few coming up. I'm honestly not sure how much I can say about the next couple.
Understood.
But
understood.
I do have two more coming up. I'm just waiting to hear back for when I can start talking about them because, you know, I'm excited about them too.
Yeah. Yeah. Understood. You want to make sure, got to make sure you follow within the rules. And I totally understand that. It's great having you on. This is the lovely actress,
Thank
Charlie.
You.
This is lovely actress and screenwriter, Charlie Marie, joining yours truly for chat today, and I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to invite you on a future show, and I'd love to have you back.
Thank you so much. I'd love to be back, and I'll definitely keep in touch.
All right. That's Charlie Marie joining me. Cole Johnson coming at the bottom of the hour, but I got Uncle Smoothie coming up and Chris Williams to help this show run along. Back in a flash.